It's been about a week since Thanksgiving. I hope everyone who celebrated had a wonderful time. I did. I spent it with family. And once again, I had very little privacy. But I did wind up having some time to myself. And I thought I'd share what I was thinking about. So this year I was in charge of almost all the cooking. So first thing, Thanksgiving morning, I went downstairs to the kitchen. Everyone else in the house was fast asleep upstairs, and no one was expected to arrive for at least another hour. So it was just me in the kitchen at the sink, peeling some sweet potatoes and apples. And as is wont to occur, whenever I perform a menial kind of repetitive task, my mind got to wandering. And as per usual, it wandered over to you and what we might do if you were there in the kitchen with me, knowing we only had this limited period of time together. I know what I would have liked to have done with you. I would have liked for you to come up behind me and run your hands along my sides. At the time, I was just wearing some leggings and a tank top. But if you had been there, I would definitely have worn a skirt or a dress. So as you ran your hands up and down my sides, you'd be lifting that skirt up bit by bit, revealing more and more of my smooth thighs. Of course, I'd try to keep peeling those potatoes and apples, but I make no promises. Your hands on me, I don't think I'd be able to focus. And of course, I can't stay still. I'd be moving in your hands, pressing back against you, rolling my hips, a lazy, sensual figure eight against you, so you'd feel the softness of my ass pressed against you like that. And you know what I'd want to feel back, what I'd be hoping to feel. And I don't think it would be too long before I started to notice that hardness against me. And that just makes me move a little slower. So you move your hands up to cup my breasts, almost like encouragement. And I roll my body into your hands. You can feel how hard my nipples are from my top, just from having you close, from having you touch me. And you squeeze them, and that makes me arch my back against you, rest my head against your shoulder, and bare my neck for your lips, your tongue, maybe even your teeth a little. And your hands keep massaging me, keep feeling that softness. But I want more. I always want more. So I take my hands and I run them underneath my skirt to my panties. And I don't even bother feeling along the outside. I know they're soaked. I know they're wet through. So I just pull them to the side with one hand and ease my slit. Slide a finger through those lips, just up and down and oh. That finger's just coated in me. Oh. Oh. Just like it is right now. And just like right now, I want to taste. I want to taste that finger, but so do you. And I'm so nice. I'm such a nice girl. I'm such a good girl. I offer you my finger. And you stop nuzzling my neck. You stop kissing my jaw. You stop whispering those filthy, dirty things in my ear and suck my finger clean. Oh, and I love feeling your tongue on my finger. Oh, makes me think about your tongue going somewhere else, someplace lower. And you're thinking the same exact thing. So, you almost reluctantly let go of these thoroughly grabbed and groped tits and step away, and I miss the feeling of you pressed against me, but then I feel your hand on my back, pushing me forward. Oh, I know what that means. So I bend, straight legs over the sink, arch my back and offer that firm, round ass to you. And you trace your hand down my spine to my ass, lift up my skirt and just yank those panties down, those messy, wet, out of place panties down to my knees. And once I step out of them, I just spread my legs for you, begging you with my body language to taste me, to take me. And you do. You get down on your knees behind me, and I feel your tongue on me. Oh, that tongue running lightly along my pussy lips. Oh. They're already so wet. Just the lightest touch of your tongue, and you can taste me. And there's my little clit just begging for you to nibble on it, for you to suck on it, for you to use your lips and your teeth. Oh, you know how that makes me shake. When you work my clit like that, and I have to grab the counter. I have to grab the counter to stay upright, or my legs will give out. Oh, and then, oh, you slide your tongue inside me, and you fuck me with your tongue in, out. Oh. Oh, and I just push back against you, I grind against your face. I want to cover you with my juices, I want you to be a mess, I want you to be slick and shiny. When you finally take your face away from my pussy, I want to clean you up. I want to taste myself on you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. And you feel me start
to tighten on your tongue, and you know that means, you know that means I'm gonna come. It, oh, so you don't stop, you keep going back and forth from my clit to my pussy, and oh fuck. That's it's gonna make me cough, but I have to be quiet. I have to be quiet so I cover my mouth. I have to cover my mouth. Oh fuck, I'm gonna cough. To stop licking and nibbling because it's too sensitive, it's too much, you, and I know you want to fuck me anyway, so I pull away from you, the only time I'd ever pull away from you. Just enough for you to get up. And while I'm slumped over that counter, I hear your belt and your zipper and that rustle of fabric as you free your cock. Fuck, that has to be one of the hottest sounds in the whole world. And then I feel your hand on my hip. Just one of your hands on my hip. And I know that you're gonna fuck me now. So I straighten up. And once again, I bend for you. And I spread my legs. And you can see how swollen and pink those pussy lips are. And you know I'm so sensitive, and you can see my clit, and it's shiny. I'm still shiny and wet. But so is the head of your cock. From all that pre-cum, I know you get turned on eating me out. And you're so good at it, too. So you take the head of your cock and you just run it lightly along my slit. Not too much, just enough, because you know how sensitive I am. And you know I want to come on your cock. The next time I come, it has to be on you. It has to be around your cock. You have to feel that. I want you to feel that. Then you just slide inside me. Oh, I'm so tight and so sensitive from coming. You know, to go slow. Keep going slow until until you're completely inside me. And when you feel me start to move my hips against you, that's when you know that I'm ready for you to start fucking me. For you to just give me your cock. Give it to me as hard as you can. As hard as you can. Just as hard. Oh, just as hard as you can. Every stroke so fucking deep. And you can feel how tight I am around you. And I can feel how fucking big you are inside that little pussy. How much you stretch me. Oh, fuck, I needed you so bad. Stay upright, you too. You're too fucking good inside me. Oh, and I feel your fingers digging into my head. I know you're getting close, and that makes me get so fucking. That makes me need to come for you. That makes me need to come on your cock. I want you to feel me squeeze you. I want you to feel me milk you. I want you to feel me milk all of your cum out of you, every fucking drop. That hot load shoot inside me. Deep from behind, pounding me in that fucking kitchen. Oh, fuck. Right. Oh, God, do it. Do it. Give it to me, please. Please. Give me a call. I need you. Oh, fuck, right there. Right. Oh. I know you'd pound me through the my cum, but I can't move. Oh, you'd keep fucking me until you came, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. You'd keep using my little pussy until you filled me even more. Oh, that cream. Bent over that sink. Oh, look at you. You're covered. Oh my fuck, you're covered in my cream. Oh, that girl cum. Fuck. Oh, and I'd feel your cum drip out of me. Down my thighs. Oh. Maybe I'd leave my panties off so I'd be able to feel that for a while longer. Yeah. That. Oh. Wouldn't that have made for a very happy Thanksgiving? I mean, I probably would have woken up everyone in the house and then whatever neighbors were around, but oh, it would have been worth it. Oh, I wonder where my mind is gonna go for Christmas.